what did growers learn tonight?
Well, you know, it was an exciting night, and it's just the first real step of a longer process. Growers can understand and actually see that there's a program being finalized. They know that the applications can be submitted July 16th. They do understand that there needs to be some accountability, of course, and there's going to be some documentation. But the good news is it really gives the appearance that USDA, the Farm Service Agency, in each county is ready to roll up their sleeves and walk hand in hand with the growers that they submit applications. That's critically important because once that documentation is in place, it's an automatic next step to the block grant that's going to be administered by the Division of Emergency Management.
We heard some limits, $125,000 for some growers, $900,000 for others. Does that mean even the biggest grower in the state would max out at $900,000?
Well, that's what it does mean for the WIP program. But what it's critically important, don't forget the big part, the WIP program in total for the state of Florida for citrus probably will approximate $100 million. There is an additional $340 million. So the large grower or the middle-sized grower that can approximate $900,000, then there's additional incremental dollars that can be secured by the block grant, as much as another $1,000 is what we heard tonight, $1,100 per acre, as well as some funds to help offset the crop insurance requirements of the future. So this is a really good start and great news for the citrus grower.
Will most Florida citrus growers get some kind of WIP payment?
I would suspect they would. I believe with the constraints of the WIP program, most will be closer to the smaller dollar amount, $125,000. But nonetheless, everyone is encouraged, all citrus growers, go through the WIP, because that becomes the documentation for the block grant. A block grant that's almost 3.5 times the value or the funding than the WIP program.
One of the ladies threw out an example of a Henry County orange grower. That 50-acre grower would get $209,000. That comes out to $4,000 an acre. Do you think that's realistic for the average grower in Florida?
Well, the only thing good about that example is it's got everybody's attention. No, I do not think that. That was hypothetical, and there were some great assumptions made on how to move forward. Any citrus grower quickly would recognize those were some exaggerated dollars. So, no, that's not going to be part of it. I think that payment will hover more around the grant level in the WIP. Much less than that. So a good example to get our attention, but not really a dose of reality.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.